From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president says he is open to a one-state settlement in the Mideast if that is what others want. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he was open to a one-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict if it is acceptable to both sides, while urging Israel to hold back on settlement construction for a bit. At a press conference welcoming Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House, President Trump said, "I'm looking at a two-state and one-state, and I like the one that both parties like. I'm very happy with the one that both parties like. I can live with either one." Trump expressed hope that a Middle East peace can be achieved despite a deadlock hardened by Israel's construction of settlement homes in the Palestinian territories. He did have a request for the Israeli leader.
"I'd like to see you hold back on settlements for a little bit. We'll work something out, but I would like to see a deal be made. I think a deal will be made. I know that every president would like to. Most of them have not started till late because they never thought it was possible. And it wasn't possible because they didn't do it. But Bibi and I have known each other a long time, a smart man, great negotiator, and I think we're going to make a deal. It might be a bigger and better deal than people in this room even understand. That's a possibility. So let's see what we do."
Trump, who promised during the U.S. presidential campaign to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, said he would be in favor of that.
I'd love to see that happen. We're looking at it very, very strongly. We're looking at it with great care, believe me. And we'll see what happens.
Experts warn that moving the embassy would likely inflame Palestinians.